Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Spotify makes it easier than ever to discover new favorites by previewing short audio clips before committing to a full listen. You can even watch some podcasts with video or just keep playing audio in the background. It's everything you want in one app. Music, podcasts, and audiobooks across any device. Play anytime, anywhere, any way you'd like with Spotify. Try today.
Welcome to our last episode of Cults Daily. Throughout the month of April, we've been addressing the manifestos and ideologies of some of history's most infamous cult leaders. William Miller gave numerous dates for the apocalypse, but none resulted in the end of the world. But it did result in the eventual formation of the Seventh-day Adventist movement. If you missed any episodes, you can check this feed for all of our Cults Daily episodes. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in.
After midnight on October 23rd, 1844, William Miller's followers slunk home, defeated. Their neighbors didn't bother to hide their snickers and cutting comments. For years, the Millerites had claimed that the apocalypse would arrive on the 22nd. They gathered and waited for Jesus' triumphant return.
Now defeated, the Millerites went home. Nobody had to ask what had happened. They were all still alive, after all, right here on Earth. Jesus hadn't descended from above to carry them off into heaven.
But 2 months later, in December, one Millerite named Ellen Harmon spoke up. She said the prophecy had been fulfilled after all. October 22nd had been the beginning of the end, and Armageddon was already in progress.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Richardson, and this is Cults, a Parcast original. Welcome to the 30th and final episode in our Doomsday Countdown. Throughout this month, we've taken a daily look at the myriad of apocalyptic predictions to try and uncover the driving engine of what makes these revelations so appealing. I'm here with my co-host, Greg Polson.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're ending this series with the story of William Miller. He calculated the alleged date of Jesus Christ's second coming. He attracted roughly 100,000 followers, all of whom fervently believed the world would end on October 22, 1844.
William Miller was a farmer with no theological training, but he believed he'd found hidden messages in the Bible. Presumably, it contained coded information about Armageddon, when Jesus would separate the sinners from the saved and institute a heavenly kingdom on earth.
Miller thought he could calculate the exact date that Jesus would return. For example, the Bible's book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 14, says, "And the angel said to me, 'Until 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed.'"
Miller theorized that the cleansing of the sanctuary referred to an apocalyptic scouring of humanity, and the phrase 2,300 days really meant 2,300 years, the time that would pass between 457 BCE, when the Book of Daniel was written, and 1843, the end of the world.
Through a convoluted set of calculations, Miller determined that Armageddon would happen sometime between March 21, 1843 and March 21, 1844.
New technology helped Miller reach millions. He took out newspaper ads and had pamphlets printed. He hosted lectures where he explained his prophecies and his mathematical formulae. His rallies had thousands of attendees, many of whom accepted that the end was nigh.
But March 21st, 1844 came and went, and Jesus never showed up.
A few disillusioned Millerites left the faith, but at least 100,000 people stayed. Miller claimed that he'd miscalculated the date, but the end times were still imminent. He adjusted his formulas and revealed that Jesus would return on October 22, 1844.
His remaining followers sold all their worldly possessions. On October 22nd, they gathered on hilltops and mountains. The Millerites knew this time Jesus would descend from heaven, and they wanted to be as close as possible to meet him.
But once again, Armageddon failed to arrive on schedule.
The two failed prophecies made Miller a laughingstock. His followers left in droves, but a loyal few remained, including 17-year-old Ellen Harmon.
In December, she allegedly received a prophetic dream. When she awakened, she confirmed that Miller really had been right all along.
Once again, he'd allegedly made a minor interpretive error, but the bulk of his prophecies were true. The final judgment really had begun on October 22nd. It was just that Jesus was judging humanity from heaven. Once he was finished, he'd come back to Earth to usher in the apocalypse.
Notably, Harmon didn't impose a time limit on Jesus' return. She just insisted that it would happen soon.
With the revised prophecy, Harmon, her future husband James White, and Miller codified their revised beliefs. They formed a new Christian denomination, the Seventh-day Adventists. Today, there are a little over 1 million Seventh-day Adventists in North America. Many still maintain that the world could end at any moment.
But it hasn't yet.
Thanks for listening. This is our last episode of our limited Doomsday Prophecy series, but you can still hear full-length episodes of Cults every Tuesday.
You can catch those episodes for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.